Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Documents, pages and pages and pages of it. The New York AG wanted them, so they got them, the Trump tax returns and all the financial information they wanted turned over to the Manhattan District Attorney, really. The Manhattan District Attorney is the one that is looking over all of the financials of Donald Trump. So think about it. 8 years. How long do you think it takes to go through all of those documents? I mean, it was 18 months in getting these documents. How long do you think it's going to take to process it? So they're looking at whether the values of certain properties in the Trump Organization's portfolio were manipulated to gain tax advantages or favorable loans and insurance rates under false pretenses. I think it's going to take a lot of time to process all of that. And if you remember, when the former president was asked about his taxes, he would say, of course you know what the breaks are, you take them. I pay taxes, but I also have lots of attorneys and tax people, and this is what they do. So it'll be interesting to watch the process of this, because it's going to take an army of lawyers to go through all of those documents, and I think it will take years for that to happen. So how are you doing wherever you hail from? What's shaking America? Kate Delaney is always thrilled to be the skipper of this show as we navigate in the choppy era of the pandemic. Hard to believe it's been almost officially a year. It was around this time that there was more conversation about the possibility of COVID-19 hitting the United States and already when we go back, you look at what happened in Washington State and what had happened in one of the nursing homes there and one of the assisted living spots, etc. And the rest is history. And where are we now? It's still the conversation, of course, about being vaccinated or not being vaccinated, having a third option, which will get rubber stamped by the FDA, what people are saying if they have side effects, how many lines they have to wait in for, how many hours on the phone trying to get through, trying to get an appointment, and others who are just breezing through. And then there are wild stories of line cutters and a couple of young women dressing up as older women trying to pass as someone getting a vaccine, needing a vaccine, who was older. You'd have to have some serious makeup and fake IDs to be able to make that happen. And then there are stories about the people who, because they need lots of volunteers to actually help vaccinate the people across the country, depending on where it's happening. And you hear great stories about people that feel optimistic and feel excited that they're there helping dispense, so to speak, the vaccines. Where are you on that? It's kind of a mixed bag on this show, and that's why I love doing it. And that's why I say choppy waters, because I've got the wheel and we're steering all over the place. Sometimes the wind's with us, and sometimes we got a tack. And that's how this crew rolls. And I say this all the time, I'll say it again. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, confused, hate labels, kind of find yourself in a situation where you're looking and trying to see what you think as we head into a very strange time. It doesn't matter, but you can always be part of the show, and you can flip me an email day or night, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Easy to remember, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So big on the minds of so many is this ridiculously outrageous story about John Gettert, and I have to lead with it. He's the former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach who led the women's team to a gold medal at the 2012 Olympic games in the summer in London. He killed himself on Thursday. Why would he do that? Because he was charged with sexual assault, human trafficking in relation to what happened at a Michigan gym that he owned and ran for decades. Decades. So it's a tragic end to a tragic story, and it's nasty for those involved because there is no comeuppance. There is no day in court. None of that. That doesn't happen. Gettert was 63. He worked closely with Larry Nazer, who was the sports doc. He was convicted of serial child molestation and will never, ever get out of prison. And one of the charges Gettert faced was related to lying to the cops during an investigation into those crimes when he was squeezed and asked about it because the two of them were always together, certainly in that gym. So he had been charged with 20 counts of human trafficking relating to force, fraud, coercion against the young athletes. I have to think that any parents of gymnasts, young gymnasts, and they're so young, right? First of all, what they go through, period. How hard it is to, it's like threading the tiniest hole in a needle to get the opportunity to be in that position where you can try out for the Olympics and then to be in that amazing spot. But yet you're getting mentally and physically abused, allegedly, by this ex-Olympic gymnastics coach? Wow. So it is too bad that he won't be in court so that he doesn't have to face the people who he damaged, because I think there's something cathartic about that. But I would think that USA Gymnastics, which they're working on this, they have to be so squeaky clean, and they have to have so many protocols in place. You cannot allow this to happen again, because this is just despicable. Awful. Wrapped around the American flag, both of those guys, constantly walking around with Team USA jackets and touting how proud they were of those girls while they were abusing some of them. Just absolutely outrageous. And that's it. So the death robs Gettert's victims of justice, of any semblance of closure. And, boy, they waited for years, I'm sure, some of them, to see this happen. And then had to be traumatized again when they gave statements and talked about what had happened to them. So, essentially, it is closed in not a satisfactory way, but it is closed. And remember, Gettert is among five who were charged with crimes relating to the Larry Nassar abuses. And the list included the former Michigan State president, the school's former medical school dean and gymnastics coach. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is a dark chapter. And we always talk about, yay, Team USA, we're so proud. And you see coming into the Olympic Village and all the work that goes into that. And to rob those young women of so much. And especially even the joy. You win a medal, but how empty is it with everything else that's happened with the abuse and everything else that happened to way, way, way too many of them? All right, coming up next, some ins and outs. And, oh, yeah, we're going to bring you a mic drop that you're going to love.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Madonna, when she had a girly voice when she first came out in the 80s. If you listen to, fast forward to Madonna from like 5 years ago, that voice is unrecognizable. I guess that's what happens as you age and you go decade after decade. Your voice can change. Her voice is a lot deeper. I'm not saying she has like a really super, super deep voice, but it certainly doesn't sound like that. That was her first album. And it was kind of controversial in a way. She was kind of controversial. Maybe she still is controversial. I don't know. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Boy, Mic Drop is coming up, and you're going to love this Mic Drop. But speaking of singers, very strange story. How does this happen in Hollywood? Oh, I guess I kind of know how it could happen in Hollywood. But, you know, that truth is stranger than fiction thing. This is actually sad. So Lady Gaga is off shooting a movie in Rome, and her dogs were being walked by her dog walker, and two guys pulled up and shot the dog walker, who's okay, and stole two of the dogs. The third dog that the dog walker had got away. So now there's a $500,000 reward that Gaga's put up for her French bulldogs. They were abducted. And you got to assume that these dog nappers knew that they were targeting her. They would have to be, because why would they just take anyone's dogs off the street? It doesn't make any sense. They jumped out of the car, boom, this four-door sedan, boom, you know, unfortunately, shoot the dog walker who screams, and then that's it. They flee, and they took both of them, and they're trying to figure out who did this, and Now, what are the chances they get them? Or what are the chances that somebody calls in that knows the guys? I don't know. I'm just thinking of $500,000. And listen, what they're saying is a $500,000 reward for the return. No questions asked. No questions asked. Let's see if they pop up or not. And what was the reason for kidnapping her dogs? I think money. That's what I think it is. It had to do with money. Are you going to love this mic drop moment? So because of the horrific storms in Texas last week, it was freezing cold, got down to, you know, 1 degree, single digits, and we all know the power was out and how cold it was. The sea turtles don't care about how cold it is in someone's house, but having it that cold, and it's never that cold in Texas, yeah, they care about that. So what happens is it's damaging for the sea turtles. They can't be in that. They can't sustain life in that kind of weather. And they were rescued. So, I mean, thousands of sea turtles were rescued by people that didn't necessarily have a marine biology degree or background, that because they needed lots and lots and lots of bodies to rescue them. I mean, 5,000 sea turtles were rescued from the freezing waters, like frigid water around South Padre Island. They were washing up on beaches by the hundreds. And, I mean, just, it was awful. You know, in the Gulf of Mexico, they got them. They somehow got people to, you know, chip in and, like I said, help and do whatever they could to rescue these incredible creatures. Because they are pretty incredible. If you've ever seen them up close, and I've had that pleasure, I mean, it's pretty wild. It's wild to watch them swim. That's a story for another show. Swim up right toward your face. I mean, just swim up. I was diving one time and was right in the middle of sea turtles. So anyway, this was just unprecedented. And with the volunteers and all those cold, stunned turtles, they really got them up. I mean, you know, cold-blooded animals like sea turtles rely on ambient heat to regulate their body temperatures. And when the water dips below 50 degrees Fahrenheit, rare around South Padre Island, sea turtles' heart rates slow and they're paralyzed, but conscious. I mean, they can't swim, basically. They're immobile. So they got rescued and were put in situations where they could get some warmth. And it's interesting. So now, a week later, as most of them are coming sort of back to life, for lack of a better way to describe it, guess what happened? Splish, splash, they were put back in, released back into the waters around South Padre Island, and they had these cool slides that they were releasing them down, and you could see them just kind of float away, and it was really cool. I mean, that is the mic drop moment. Exactly. I so wanted to be there. I wish I knew about these turtles. I swear I would have gone. I would have taken the show down there. You all think I'm crazy, and I would have done something with the sea turtles. And most of them are, there still are some. There's like 500 that still are unmoving. They're on tarps, and they're just still warming up. They have to have some more tender, loving care before they can be released. And I just think it is the wildest thing. Whatever search engine you use, just put it in. Sea turtles, Texas, and you'll see the stunning amount of them. I've never seen anything like. I mean, you had people that loaded up dozens of turtles in station wagons. It's just people that live there because they needed more people. But some of the turtles are big. You know, one turtle, I guess they had, was 400 pounds. And so if it's 400 pounds, they say the turtle's probably 150 years old. And then you have a couple that are smaller than that. But I know I couldn't lift a 400-pound turtle. I'm lucky if I can lift a 30-pound table. But it is a wild, wild sight to see them all in, like, these little pools or, you know, just in these tubs on this convention. They were on the convention center floor. That's where they put them. They put a lot of them in there. So bravo to the people of South Padre for doing what they did to rescue the sea turtles. I think that's a cool story. It's worthy of a mic drop. And we need something to lighten the mood, right? After everything that we've been talking about in this show. It's real. It's reality. It's what's going on in our world. But very sad things, certainly. On an up note, on another up note, the fact is that now we're seeing more people are being vaccinated. So however you feel about vaccinations, there's going to be enough people. I believe, I do not know this, I could shake the magic eight ball and it might say, ask again later, but I think there's going to be enough people to get vaccinated that if there is really this herd immunity, which scientifically we've seen it in the past, we get to that herd immunity and things will be a little bit different. We're still going to be, I think we're still going to have precautions, you know, masking in some places or still being careful in areas that you go for a while. In fact, a lot of the conversation is, you know, still look for this for a better Christmas in at the end of the year than last year. But we're still eking our way out of it. But the fact that everybody who wants a vaccine could have a vaccine by the summer or even before, the way it's looking, barring something unforeseen, is good news, right? Because we're weary. I mean, obviously, when there's a survey out there that says 38% of Americans would give up sex for a year just to travel again, people are desperate to get out of the house or get out of their bubble and just go somewhere. I'm not shocked necessarily that people are really weary of the same thing, of Groundhog Day. And if you have 80% of the people polled saying that travel is part of a well-rounded life, and by the way, travel can mean getting in your car and just going a couple states over and being able to freely partake in whatever it is that you're doing and not feel like you're closed in, masked up, and all that other sort of thing. I, you know, some people even said that they would give up their job if they could travel. 48%, 38% they would give up sex, like I said. One quarter said that they would hand over all their savings, and one in five, this is the key, we're restless. One in five said they would dump their partner if it meant they could take a trip in the near future. One in five. Wow. Again, what does that tell you? People want to flee. They want a vacation, whatever that looks like. Whatever it looks like, that's what they want. Coming up next, we're taking you on a trip to a place far, far away to talk about these really cool ring lasers. And what does it mean? Can you imagine seeing the Earth's rotation? Oh, I want to go to New Zealand. That's on my list. Jeff Stedman next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now calling for an investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. De Blasio called the allegations, which were made by former aide Lindsay Boylan, quote, disturbing. He said, if it's true, it's unacceptable.
When a woman comes forward with this kind of very specific allegations, they have to be taken seriously.
Five New York State Republican senators are demanding a full investigation by New York's Attorney General in a letter writing, this investigation should also include a review of the alleged actions taken by executive chamber staff members and loyalists to try and intimidate the alleged victim and other women into remaining silent. Governor Cuomo said he's denying any wrongdoing of any kind. He said all of the accusations are false. This is USA Radio News. In a vote of 224 to 206, the House passed the Equality Act. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, here's John Clemens.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where it faces a number of opponents. The Equality Act will amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to protect discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado expressed his concern what this will mean to faith-based organizations.
Countless faith-based businesses and nonprofits across the country would simply cease to exist.
The co-chair of the Values Action Team is also concerned for churches.
The reality is that churches could be forced to violate their beliefs simply to stay open.
U.S. markets tumbled after 2 days of volatile trading earlier in the week amid rising government bond yields. The Dow is down 559 points, falling from a record high set on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Imagine that you can see the Earth's rotation. Imagine a ring laser. We don't have to imagine, thanks to Jeff Ernest Stedman and his friends. His book is called Light Revolutions. And I can just picture being there in New Zealand at Christ Church and seeing this ring laser and what that means and what a huge undertaking that was. And what an interesting project. And he's a theoretical physicist. So also imagine taking that leap. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us from New Zealand.
You're welcome. Come to New Zealand. I'm welcome.
Tell me about the journey to the ring laser that you talk about in Light Revolutions. How did that come about?
I was asked some questions on relativity by people who were actually making mistakes in Einstein's theory and understanding Einstein's theory. And I wrote letters to American Journal of Physics to correct the mistakes. Having done that, I got a letter out of the blue from a man, Hans Gugler, from Stillwater University, who was a German and who was keen on using ring lasers for fundamental studies in physics. He regarded them as very underdeveloped as far as fundamental physics was concerned. So it was for that reason, partly, that we launched into it. It so happened that my bosses at the time were reasonably keen that I should do this, and my department supported me in this unusual direction.
So you take the unusual direction, and first of all, how long does it take to put together a ring laser?
Well, as I say, the first one took us about a couple of years. It needn't take you that long, and it doesn't take everybody that long. And other people have followed us. I'd love to show you this picture, Kate.
Yes, and we're looking, and this is radio, so I'll tell everybody what I'm looking at. I'm seeing, you're showing me the loops of, is that the laser?
Yeah, these are loops of light going around a ring. You've got to imagine four mirrors, one, two, three, four, which keep the light bouncing round and round in both directions. And there's sort of a helium, there's a helium neon gas tube, and if you apply radio frequency to that, then you can amplify the light as it goes around and make sure it keeps going. There's lots of things could be said about that so far, but I won't go into details.
Wow. And, of course, in so everybody knows, in the book, and what I can see is exactly what's being described, which is very easy to follow, the illustration. And ultimately, it's what I said, can you imagine being able to see the Earth's rotation? So explain what that looks like and how that works.
Okay, vaguely. When you have a laser, you have a wave which has got a certain number of wavelengths and a certain frequency going both, in this case, both ways around the ring. Two different laser beams. Now, as I say, there's lots of peculiarities. Well, here's one peculiarity. You might say, well, how on earth can that work? Because if I put four mirrors there, there and there, for sure the light will bounce out of the ring before it's gone a couple of times round. The trick is, and it's a trick with all lasers, that you have one mirror that's a little bit curved, not flat, and then you can have that working. Now, once you've got that going, what you do is you take the light from one beam, say that red light, coming out through the mirror, because all mirrors transmit a little bit, and the blue light also coming out through that mirror, and then you mix the two together, and what you get are beats, just like two organ pipes that aren't quite in tune. And then if the whole thing is rotation, and the Earth will do it, then the result is that you can actually measure these beats. You see the light flickering on and off when the two waves get mixed. And if you like, the co-rotating wave, the red one, goes higher in frequency, and the counter-rotating one, the blue one, goes down in frequency, and you measure the difference. And because it's lasers, you do it very, very accurately indeed. So accurately as to surprise most people.
Wow. So for you, you know, you and I talked about this off the air. What were some of the big surprises in doing this?
The first one was that we got it done at all, even with our rather crude apparatus. That was our laboratory, by the way. I guess you can't see this on here, but...
But that's okay. I can describe it to people. It's very exciting that you have this laboratory, and thanks to the help, as you mentioned, of the Germans, that certainly helped, and you were able to do that. And I go back to that same thing that could you ever think, especially as a theoretical physicist, that we could actually see the Earth's rotation? To me, that seems impossible and just mind blowing. Was it? I know that you're a physicist, so you think differently than many of us. I have some friends who are physicists, and they probably think like you. But seeing that had to be really incredible for you after the length of this project.
Yes, once you know in principle that the thing can work, then, of course, you struggle and struggle and struggle until it does work. But you have to take the ups and downs on that one. Sometimes things work for you, sometimes things don't, but you've got to take the rough with the smooth until it does work.
And so the ring laser itself, and talking about the ring laser, you've certainly done many things, I'm certain, in your career, but this would have to rank up there as one of the greatest things, taking something that seemed impossible and then making it possible. When it actually happened, that had to be thrilling. Was it a thrilling moment?
It's always thrilling when any of these machines work. Yes, that's true. I found a few things as a theorist I was pleased about. For example, I found that in one of Feynman's books, he made a mistake, and that mistake had gone undetected for 22 years. So I was pleased to find that one too. So that was a thrill.
Okay, now wait a second. If you found a mistake, and that's a storied name, what was the mistake?
The mistake was to write down a wrong formula for the Compton scattering of light by an electron. And the formula he and others had written down made a false assumption for certain kinds of light. So I was able to correct it because I knew enough of quantum electrodynamics to do that. So that was a good time in my life.
I would say that would be a good time, too, to figure out that, wow, how come nobody detected that this formula was wrong? When people read your book, Jeff, when people read Light Revolutions, and you can pick it up on Amazon, Jeff Ernest Stedman, when people read it, what do you hope they take away?
All I hope they take away is an idea as to what can be done, even though it might seem impossible to many people.
Right, so that you have to let your mind think that it can be done. So there is something to making that leap in your mind, correct?
Yes, surely, yeah.
Wow. And now that you have the book out, you've done that, what's next? I mean, again, you unravel a mystery, you come up with the... you have the lab and others that help, and you have the ring laser. What's next?
Well, for me, I've had to retire after a stroke. So life is over for me, work-wise, pretty well.
But now it's the time you can reflect, and so you have time to have conversations like this one about the things that you learned.
Surely, and that's what you can do in retirement. I wrote that book about the ring laser. And I wrote another book about Christianity and science, which is a major interest for me. So these are things I sort of promised myself to do in retirement.
And there you go.
In spite of the stroke, I managed to do it.
Very nice. And as we said, this book is Light Revolutions, and it's interesting in talking about the laser itself and being able to see what you saw. And I still go back to originally what I said, the Earth's rotation. You hear that as a kid in school, then you try to wrap your mind around that idea. And what does that mean, the rotation? And when you talk about the light being able to do it, it pulls it, doesn't it? It's what you can see by pulling it.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what the question was.
The question is what you see when you actually see the Earth's rotation.
Well, for me as a laser physicist, I see the beats between these counter-rotating beams of light, and that's what we actually see and measure.
Wow.
We do this to phenomenal accuracy.
Yeah, and again, that's physics, and that's that precision that you're looking for, and you found that, so you were able to do that. And the ring lasers were a new idea, right?
Well, it's not entirely new. I can't claim to be the first to build a ring laser. That was done in 1964 by some of the originators at work, and they showed the principles of everything we do.
But you were able to take those principles and apply it to make this happen.
Well, it was a question of having faith enough in what those people were doing to build something bigger than anything that had been built before. See, the thing we built was 1 meter square. Then when the Germans built their next order machine, it was very well engineered. It also was 1 meter square. And then there are others I can show if we've got time.
And there are others that were different sizes. Well, let's tell everybody they need to get the book, Light Revolutions, and if they pick up your book, they can see those illustrations that you've got in there. So, Jeff, thank you so much.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Argo Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's Black History Month and a perfect time to have a great conversation with Walker Norris. She's written a terrific book called The First Nation of Africa. And some of what she found out and what she explored, I think, will really, really open some minds about things that you weren't aware of when we go back to slavery, etc. And again, she's in our virtual green room. Can't wait to talk to her. Walker Norris, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. I'm glad to be here.
So tell the listeners about the road to the First Nation of Africa. What made you decide, you know what, I'm going to write this book, I'm going to tell this story?
Well, this all came about when I was in college. I was studying for my bachelor's degree. And one semester, the college offered students a deal. If we went to Gettysburg for the weekend, we would be excused from taking the class for the, you know, for the rest of the semester. And I was always intrigued about, you know, the story of slavery and, you know, how it came about and how that African Americans became involved in this. And so it kind of made me want to go just to kind of find out what really happened, you know, during the war and everything. You know, the fact that we didn't have to go to class for the rest of the semester, that was nice too. But that really made me want to go. So I took the trip, and when we got there, the tour guide that we had, you know, he spent, you know, most of the day just avoiding the subject of slavery. And it just, you know, it just kind of shocked me. So at the end of the day, you know, I asked him, I said, well, you know, because, I mean, by this time, it's like the whole class was like at the point where somebody was going to say, was this war about slavery or not, you know? So we finally got to the point where we asked him, you know, and he kind of brushed us off. You know, he said, well, you know, the war was fought because there was some kind of political difference, you know, between the North and the South. And so that was kind of like the answer that we had to accept. But on the way back home, it was like I just couldn't let it go. It was like I wanted to know more about it. And when I got back here to the house and I started writing my term paper, the next thing you know, which I did get a good grade on, by the way, the next thing you know, I just found myself running to the computer all the time. And if I wasn't running to the computer, I was running to the library to try to do some type of research. And before I knew it, I had a lot of material. And, you know, that's when I feel like my inspiration came to just write the book, to really try to tell this story from a different light and a different point of view, maybe more so from an African point of view. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
So when you delved into the research, you found that there was so much that's been left out of history that, you know, most people don't even realize if they look at some of their history books. What did you find out?
Well, the main thing that I found out that just would not let me, you know, pass on this story was that this was a very religious era. I mean, everybody that came to America either had to be a Christian or had to have some type of religious affiliation. And I just couldn't believe that during a time, and then not only that, but it's just that this story mimicked the story of slavery in the Bible with the children of Israel. And I talk about that a lot in my book. It just so closely mimicked that story. And I believe everybody in America knows all the, you know, miracles that Moses performed in the Bible. But it just seemed like there was no godly intervention for lack of a better word, it was just like there was no, all the stories we heard just contained no godly intervention. And it just, I couldn't understand why. I wanted to know why. Why did God not take part in this story? It just seemed to me like the story of slavery, as I learned it, for God was more so like a missed opportunity. So that just made me really want to delve into this to find out what really happened.
And so when you delved into it and found out what really happened, and we won't give the whole book away because, of course, you got to pick this up. The First Nation of Africa is again, the name of the book. So when you started to do that research, and as you said, you found out about this, the religious aspect that you were so surprised about because you hadn't heard much about that. What were some of the other big takeaways?
Well, the main takeaway was when I found out how all this information came about. The story of slavery was given to us by the people who lost the war. And it just, I couldn't believe that the people who lost the war were allowed to write our history.
Yeah.
You know, it's like our history, and I hate to use this term, but our history was written by sore losers.
And of course that makes a difference when somebody's reading it and they don't know, and especially for younger generations. So younger generations and decades after decades go by and you're just hearing just a different side of what happened. And as you said, the people who lost the war. So you're correcting that really in this book. Is that what you hope one of the things is that people take away from reading the book? And I think you've said some others as well. And that these were human people. They were human beings, these slaves.
The most important thing that I gathered from all of the things that we learned was that the humanism of these people was just completely removed. When I look back at my ancestors, if you could kind of picture, like, you know, a cardboard shell. You see a cardboard with a picture of it of somebody that looks like you, but you can't identify with them. You know, they don't act like you. They don't talk like you. They look like you, but they don't think like you do. They don't feel like you do. And it's like, there was no connection to these people. And because the humanism of them was removed. And that's what I really tried to do in this book, is to bring these people to life and help America, you know, African Americans and people all over the world understand that, you know, they weren't born slaves. They were born human beings. And it doesn't matter what title somebody tacked onto them. You know, they were human. These were mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. And, you know, these people raised families. They had feelings. They had, you know, lunch and dinner and you know, things like that. And I want people, I want America, and I want people to see them as human beings and not shells. We kind of have a shell image of our ancestors, and that's why we can't relate to them. And so I wanted to be, you know, with this book, I really wanted to begin down the road to change that image of them. You know, I feel like our the image of African Americans, this is the image that was given to us, you know, and I think it's kind of time for us to start trying to rise above that image, because we really don't know if all of this material is true.
Wow, so powerful, so well said. And I would be remiss not to ask you this, because I know that you're going to work on another book, and you and I were talking about that, and that's equally as powerful. And, of course, you don't want to give away all the details, but what's that book going to be about?
Well, I grew up when I was just a little child when Martin Luther King was killed. And I really think that our younger generations have, like, once again, lost connection with our ancestors, you know, the people that paved the way for us. Because of all the negativity that we hear, you know, we've lost connection with them. And I really want to go back to that time and, you know, let America know what it was like growing up. You know, I remember the day. I remember the day he died. It's just right here, like it just happened. You know, and a lot of our newer generation, they can't connect. They have no connection to that. So I really want to bring that connection back.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show, The First Nation of Africa. That's the name of the book. You can pick it up wherever great books are sold, and you can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.